Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Self-Confidence Project. I'm your host, Kimberly Hill, and this podcast is all about life and dating and relationships and navigating this intoxicatingly tricky world that we are all in. I want to bring you humor, I want to bring you fun, I want to bring you practical advice that you can apply right away in your lives, in your dating lives, and in your relationships. So thank you all for tuning in. I look forward to bringing you another episode. What are we waiting for? Let's get started. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Self-Confidence Project. I'm your host, Kimberly, and we're going to be talking about why some men, not all men, but why some men need to slow things down a little bit when they are dating, and why you really cannot rush a connection or rush getting to a date with a woman. So really, this podcast is for single guys who, you know, have a sense of confidence dating and do match with women and attract good-looking women, but sometimes may come across a little pushy or perhaps a little intense, and maybe you're not even quite aware of that, but what you are noticing is that women disappear from your conversations, or they might agree and then they don't follow up. So I want to share some reasons why slowing things down a little bit is important, and why this is important from a woman's perspective, and some things you can do so that you can really start building those connections and have a little more success getting out on those dates with women, connecting with those women in a more genuine way, and having this actually lead to the type of relationship you are looking for. Now, before I dive in, two super cool things I want to tell you guys about. Just recently, I put out an audio masterclass that is like this format, right? I know you guys, those that listen to this podcast, enjoy listening to podcasts. You enjoy listening to information while you're driving, you're out on a walk, or you're, I don't know, even hitting the gym, and it's part of your, you know, growth and learning. And so I put together an audio masterclass. So I think it's exactly 58 minutes in length. It's a bit of a longer one, but it is pure gold because it talks about the tips it talks about, but it really talks about the underlying psychology about how women communicate and things that you guys want to know when it comes to communicating with women in two areas, on text and on a dating app. So through that type of media and communication, and in person. And so if you have ever at any point in the dating process felt like you don't understand what a woman is saying or what she means, or you struggle a little bit with your communication, or you even struggle with your communication approaching a woman or talking to her on a date and in person, then you're going to absolutely take a ton of value out of this audio masterclass. I've priced it at $79. So by the time you get to the end of this masterclass, you're going to feel like, wow, I know so much more about communicating with women. You can feel a lot more calm about your approach. You can start having better conversations online. You can stop worrying about what she is trying to imply and what the heck this woman means when you're talking to her. So this audio masterclass is going to really alleviate all of that and provide you a lot of clarity and a lot of answers. So I'm going to drop the link to go access this. I do not know how long I'm going to have this running and have this up. So definitely grab it while it is out. And then for those that actually purchase this audio masterclass, you'll see there's a potential option to even purchase 35 conversation openers for dating apps. These are gold. These are not just created by me. These are created by men that have success on dating apps. And so you're definitely going to want to check that out. And that's just a little added bonus for those that do decide to purchase the audio masterclass. There's an offer in there for you. So definitely go check it out. The link to access this while it's up and while it lasts is through the podcast show notes here. And of course, you can access it through my website at KimberlyNinaHill.com. Now, for those of you that don't know, I am a life, dating, and relationship coach. I've been doing this, you know, full time now for, you know, 5 years. I've been working with men for now 15 years. And what I really do is show up on a one-on-one basis to support single men that are dating after divorce, after a long-term relationship split, you know, with a good amount of time and a separation, that are wanting to get out there and date again. and do not want to repeat the same pattern that they just went through. So if that sounds like you and you want 2024 to be the year that you feel confident and clear and self-assured while dating, and you're really trying to get out there and attract the right woman for you, not just any woman, and you really want to build a traditional meaningful long-term relationship, then I'm definitely your gal. I invite you to book a complimentary consultation with me. That link is, of course, as well in the podcast show notes or available up on my website too. And we're going to talk, get to know each other, see if we're the right fit, and then we can talk about what a coaching relationship would look like. But I want to get to know you first, and I want to get you the opportunity to know me and if I'm the right woman out there to support you on this journey and really help you get the results that you're looking for. Now, guys, why do you not want to rush a connection? Now, this is not the problem that some men have, but it is a problem that other men have. And if you're a guy out there that finds that he's, you know, quite successful in certain areas of life, I've had a client that's a successful real estate agent. I have another client that's signed on that's very entrepreneurial. And I have many other clients also in the short-term past that notice that they get a little frustrated and burnt out and tired when it comes to online dating, because they tell me they're getting some matches, they're matching with some great women, but things are not translating past that. And there are so many different approaches to getting to know a woman and getting out on a date and having a great date and turning that into a loving relationship. But for some guys, for some reason, this part of the dating process, they rush through. Or there's the sense of urgency, or they're telling themselves that they don't want to waste no damn time having these boring long conversations on a dating app. And so they get to the point really quick. They ask a girl for their number, or they try and move to the close, so to speak, i.e. getting them out to a date. And sometimes this is happening a little bit too quickly and they may not even realize it. And so from a woman's perspective, there's the occasional woman that might also feel tired and burnt out and find this refreshing. And the only reason she's going to respond positively to this kind of message is because for some reason she already feels this kind of connection through your dating profile. And that's going to happen in some cases. But the reasons why this quick close approach, or I don't really want to have a lot of conversation with a woman online, I just want to get her number so we can go on a date, because these guys are thinking, well, the date is where we get to know each other. This is where I can show her who I am and impress her and wine her and dine her and get to know who she is, because I don't want to waste my time talking with her and I don't want a pen pal. And that's what I hear a lot. It's the language I hear. But if this is your approach, you may find that you're left on the sideline a little bit and that your conversations and dates are simply not translating. Now, why is this? It's because rushing into something can make a woman, make many women feel incredibly wary and so much less likely to trust your intentions. Now, guys, your intention could be great. I want to get to know her to see if this is something worth pursuing. That's a good intention. But she is not trusting that intention, because what women have been raised is that a guy who wants something goes after it really wholeheartedly, goes after it really aggressively, and she's going to think, well, what is he really after? He doesn't want to get to know me. He doesn't want to know what kind of woman I am. He just wants to get to the date so he can wine and dine me and take me home and get in my pants. And if women start thinking this about you, they're going to back away, except a small portion of women that maybe are looking for one night stands or at that point in their life where they just want these quick flings. And so these men, maybe you who's listening to this podcast, may have some success when it comes to maybe bedding women. But trust is the foundation of any relationship. And when you rush the process, you are not setting up the foundation for trust, because guess what? Trust is built gradually. So it is so important that you guys knock off this mindset that, you know, dating is something that you do efficiently, like the rest of your life or the rest of your business, and actually take the time to build trust gradually by showing a bit of consistency, by showing respect, by showing genuine interest. Now, when I say build trust gradually, I am not saying that you now need to invest days and hours and weeks buttering a woman up on an online dating app just to then ask her out on a date. That is not what I'm saying. There are two extremes here. One is matching with a woman, saying, how's your day, and asking to take her out on a date. too quick, too soon. And the other is long, drawn out days, weeks of conversation. Boring, slow, not great either, right? There's so much is happening in between your conversations that are likely going to pull you away or her away from even getting out on the date. So dating is not about the extremes. It's about the genuine middle ground. So it is so important that you do take time to build trust, and trust can be built pretty quickly if you're having the right kind of conversation on a dating app. Because remember this, if a woman is going to invest time going out on a date with a guy, she's going to get in the shower, she's going to shave her legs, she's going to lotion her body, she's going to pluck her eyebrows, she is going to wash and dry her hair and put on a face full of makeup and whatever, right? You're thinking, I don't even need a woman to do that for me, but she's going to do that because she wants to feel good. Now, what woman is going to go through all of that rigmarole to go on a date with a guy that she's literally exchanged one or two messages with? She doesn't know him. She doesn't understand what his intention is. She's going to feel weary. It's actually going to feel like a dangerous thing to do because she's going on a date with a strange man she has no connection with. So it's not going to happen, guys. Not very often. Which is why, yes, you do need to take a little time to build trust in those conversations. And that can happen in an hour. And that can happen across a day or two. But I really want you to understand a foundation, which is building trust. Make sure there is trust being built before you ask her out. Now, this also is because it respects boundaries. Women really appreciate men who can respect their boundaries. So if you're being really pushy, or if you're being too persistent, or if there is even a flicker of impatience in your message, she's going to feel uncomfortable and unsafe, and she's probably going to ghost you. She's going to ghost you because she's going, whoa, I get the energy, because while over 80% of our communication is nonverbal, she's picking up intuitively what you're putting down here. And if you're putting down a rushing pace, she's going to feel that, and it's going to make her uncomfortable. So she's going to likely move out of that conversation or ghost you. And maybe you've had that experience. Now, another thing I need you guys to understand is that women are often seeking an emotional connection and an investment before they commit to going out on a date or even a relationship. So it's so important that you're showing that you're interested in more than just getting her out on that date and more than just her physical attraction, but actually by investing a little bit of time, it doesn't have to be a lot of time, but investing a little bit of time in meaningful conversations and in empathy. This is what's going to make her think, wow, I enjoy talking to this guy. This is fun. Let's go meet in person because I'm having fun and I feel this trust and he's respecting boundaries. And like, yeah, I want to go out and meet this individual because I already feel a sense of connection. It creates safety. Women need to feel safety and security before they can fully open up to you. So by doing these things, you're creating that safe environment. And at the same time, you're actually getting to know her too. So if you're having those, you're giving a little bit of that time for that emotional investment, not a whole bunch of time, but enough time to create an emotional investment, you're also going to learn about her. You're going to decide, do I feel still connected after an hour of talking or half hour of talking to want to even go out with her? Because guys, remember, you need to know that about a woman too, not just how hot she is on her profile. There's so much more to compatibility and what's going to make you guys click as a couple versus, oh, hot profile, mine's a hot profile. Hey, do you want to go on a date? Let's spend the date getting to know each other. That's just rushing the whole damn thing. Because one thing that women do not like is pressure. Women don't like pressure. They do not. This is not a hard sales close, right? This is not, you know, pushing that little extra bit so that that person gets convinced to, you know, seal the deal. You want to pressure a woman, she's going to totally resist you, right? If you allow things to progress naturally and then you take the lead when this woman is giving you the signs that she's ready, which you're going to learn about, what are the signs that she's ready? You're going to learn about in that audio masterclass that I created on how women communicate, right? So go get that masterclass because you're going to understand this. You're going to understand when she's signaling that she's ready, right? Then you ask her out, then you go out, then you have a great connection because you've already learned a little bit about her. You still wanted to take her out. She's learned about you. She's a little more invested. That's going to set you up for a much better date, right? So this is what I wanted to share with you today. Not a long drawn out podcast, but just a few things really to think about on why you simply can't rush getting to a date and you can't rush a connection, because maybe that might work for you, but for women, we are hardwired differently. And in most cases with most women, we need you to build trust. We need you to respect boundaries. We want a little bit of an emotional investment, and we certainly need a safe environment to go out and meet you. And we hate pressure. It's the same reason why when men approach women out in public and they have a agenda on what they want from women, that's when women go like, get away from me, creep, because they know you're after something and we don't like that. So don't put us in those pressure situations, because that's when all sorts of things happen, or we get spooked or freaked out, or we feel this like energy that women say, oh, is creepy. And maybe you're not a creepy guy at all. You're just like a guy that's really confident to go to the close, but it's just moving too quick for most ladies these days. Slow it down, guys. Not so much that you feel like, you know, you've developed a pen pal online, but slow it down more than the pace that you're currently going if this is the problem for you. Now go check out that audio masterclass while I have it up. And if you are really looking to deep dive, to break your patterns, to experience a lot more fun in dating and clarity and get into your dream relationship, then jump on a one-on-one call with me while I have spots open. I would love to get to know you, love to chat with you, see if we're the right fit, and we'll go from there. Take care for now, guys. Ciao.